Hello and welcome to another episode of Words With Myself.
This isn't the typical podcast format I follow, but I thought I'd try something new today, as yesterday I wrote something on the Words With Myself blog, and I thought we would start with a reading and then go into a bit about what it means and kind of what I was trying to convey with the post. So, without further ado, sometimes I notice myself angered by those who seem to lack initiative and drive. It's not my intention, but the ramifications of a deep-seated resentment dwelling beneath the surface. A disdain for those who abdicate the empty pursuit of perfection and are brave enough to relinquish their inner critic. Or maybe it's not a conscious effort at all. Perhaps it's not a decision, but simply a wound they never sustained. Is that truly possible? To grow up with healthy surroundings and never pick up that chatty hitchhiker? You know who I'm referring to. That incessant, nagging voice forcing you back to the grindstone towards an ever-shifting ideal. One that's vague and nondescript. One that only reveals the next steps after the current ones are climbed. Are we simply to trust this? That the pursuit will eventually lead us to satisfaction? That one day we will achieve enough, have enough, or be enough to justify our existence? This constant need for progression, these endless goals and tiresome fights, battles we can win, but a war that we've already lost. Some games you can lose just by playing. These efforts aren't entirely futile. We should all strive to be the best versions of ourselves, right? But the line is thin and difficult to draw. Intentions can be hard to decipher, especially when they're our own. Sometimes it can feel as though our ego is taking us for a ride, lashing out in self-defense and barraging us with constant tasks to obtain evidence that we are, in fact, enough. I often wonder, am I completing these assignments out of love or hate? Am I fueled by fear, a need to meet others' expectations, a belief that only the infallible can be loved? But if this is true, does that mean that nobody is? Everybody makes mistakes and we all have our flaws, so why treat ourselves as an exception? Why hold ourselves to this impossible standard? It isn't necessarily what we're doing that is the problem, but instead the reasons why we're doing it in the first place. A virus that spreads as we look to others for approval, one that can only be remedied by accepting ourselves for who and what we are without separating ourselves from our dreams. To move forward not because we're not good enough, but to give ourselves the gift of fulfilling our purpose and walking our path. This state can only be attained by letting go of our perceptions of what is good and what is bad. To free ourselves from dichotomy while embracing duality. These fundamental laws exist, there can be no doubt about that. But we need not rank, categorize, and compare ourselves constantly. This only leads to suffering, a suffering that many never escape. Most succumb to this endless pursuit of perfection, driven by the idea that they will eventually get to a point B. The cliche says that it isn't about the destination, but the journey. Yet I pose that there is no destination altogether, only imagined pit stops along the way, each carrying the promise of a better view to behold while blinding us to the present moment. Possibility may exist in tomorrow, but isn't tomorrow also only a possibility? If all that captivates your mind are the next steps, how to progress to the next level or achieve the next goal, I'm afraid you've lost the reason along the way. Life is not to be lived as a series of never-ending challenges. It's not a game with objectives or levels, but an open-world sandbox where you get to decide how and what you contribute to make your life and the world around you interesting and beautiful. Unfortunately, the meaning of life is so simple it is rejected by most who come across it. The meaning of life is to live, to exist, to be, and to explore. It is both inconsequential and immeasurably important, devoid of any inherent meaning, yet meaningful in so many ways. It is not to fight duality nor dichotomy, but rather to simply experience it. For the rules are what makes the game worth playing, and a game without rules is no game at all. That was what was wrote, and essentially what I was trying to make a point of was to talk about this constant need and almost this culture that's arising where we must be the best version of ourselves and we must always be chasing this ideal version of ourselves. We must always be grinding and working and, you know, doing everything perfectly rather than focus on experience and exploring and living life and, you know, treating it like the game it is rather than taking it so seriously as if we're nothing if we do not meet this certain criteria of standard. You know, if we're not a professional whatever, or we don't make this much money, or we don't have this many things, or we haven't been to these places, then it's easy to feel worthless in today's culture where those things seem to be ranked above all else and the rest are forgotten. We are living in this time where we have this device in our pocket that follows us around and, you know, it's making constant suggestions to strive for certain things, to buy all these things, to be a certain kind of person, to work out all the time, to work all the time, to stretch all the time, to be the perfect person. And if you're not eating right and doing this right and doing this right and working on your goals and running a business and doing all this stuff, then you're worthless. And that's just not the case. And I feel like a lot of people that are stuck in that trap, in that kind of hustle culture, no matter where it is, whether it's hustling with food or fitness or work or whatever it is, then you're missing the point. Like, you're not actually enjoying doing those things. You're not doing them for the sake of, this is the experience that I want to have and I want to enjoy it. Instead, you're doing it for a need. Like, I need to be able to show off. I need to be able to represent a certain set of things, and therefore I do these things. Because if I don't do these things, then I can't be measured as a success, or I can't be seen as a worthy human being or someone worth listening to, or, you know, any kind of metric that you want to judge it on, how we use these social judgments to gauge how we value a human. And I feel like it's getting more difficult for everyone in order to live up to these things, because we very much know what we're missing. You know, it's shoved in our face all the time if we're not doing something that matches what is pushed on the internet or what's pushed on social media or in the news or on entertainment, whatever. That culture pull is so strong now. Like, the current is just driving everyone in a single direction to be the same, to look the same, to want the same things, to go after things that they might not necessarily even want, but feel like they need to have in order to meet other people's judgments and to be accepted and loved. And I think that is what it inherently boils down to, is our standard for acceptance is rising. And we feel like we need to be so much more because we have what everyone else has so visibly shoved in our face. And obviously the people that, you know, typically we deem as having everything or having what we want, those people are obviously propagated and pushed by these platforms in order to make us want that kind of lifestyle, to make us want those things that they own, the cars that they drive, you know, the house that they live in, like all of these things, to be unsatisfied with what we have and ungrateful in a way, to not appreciate what we have and the blessings that we have. The standard has become so skewed that to have your health, to have a family and to have a house and a roof over your head, that's seen as like nothing. Like, that's not even close to being enough for what people now want. And as we get more creature comforts and we place our value in other areas, those kind of areas that we're placing them in is like a bottomless pit. You can never have enough things, or, you know, go on enough holidays. They're all kind of show off things, and you can never show off enough because there's this constant provided competition where you're competing with everyone else on the world to show off the most. And I think it's easy to get lost in that, and I'm afraid that many people do. And I think even when you don't pay attention to this kind of social media side, we still in so many ways succumb to judgment of others, and we feel like we can't make a mistake. We get this perfectionist mindset that we must be doing everything right and it's not possible to mess up or make a mistake. And what that does is it paralyzes you. It traps you in this position where you cannot move. You cannot freely move about and try things, because if you try, you might make a mistake. And of course, when you're trying anything, you're going to make mistakes. There are going to be times where you get it wrong, and that is all part of learning. You cannot learn without the mistake. So you end up being paralyzed, and also you're not moving forward, or you're not learning, you're not experiencing, because you've cut so much of that experience off to protect yourself. And yet it doesn't really protect yourself at all. Instead, you cut yourself off from, like, literally the point of life, the point of living, to, you know, throw yourself at these things, to experience, to make mistakes, to truly live. Like, if you cut yourself off from that because you're scared to get it wrong or to make mistakes or to be judged, then you really cut yourself off and make yourself devoid of the meaning of life. You cut yourself off from what makes life worth living. The more you are free to make mistakes, and the more you accept that you're going to make mistakes, the less nervous you are about taking action, because you know if you make a mistake, you're going to learn and improve, and you're going to get over it quicker, rather than feeling like if you make a mistake and then you dwell on it because you blow it up in your head as like the worst thing ever. When really, if somebody made the same mistake, you wouldn't think about it twice. But because you have made the mistake, you then judge yourself so harshly. And you really need to listen to that inner critic and see how you treat yourself when you do something. Like, for me, it was as silly as, like, even if I just dropped a pen out of my hand, I'd be like, oh, you're so stupid. Why can't you just hold that pen? Like, yeah, just abusing myself 24/7 over literally nothing. Things that didn't even matter. And things that were, you know, benign, let alone the things that actually were important to me. So if I'm going to treat myself in that way for things that don't matter, it's like I can only imagine how I would treat myself if I made a big mistake. So it puts that fear in. You know, we treat ourselves as almost the worst critic of ourselves, you know, with our hardest judge and the worst critic. And then you paralyze yourself because you know how you're going to treat you, and that's almost a guarantee. It's not like when you do something with someone else and, you know, they may be nice to you or they may be horrible to you. You can almost guarantee you've got yourself into a place where you're going to be horrible to yourself no matter what. And if that's the kind of judgment that you're giving yourself, in some way, it's like a defense mechanism, because nobody is going to hurt you like you hurt you. Nobody's going to be as horrible as you are to yourself. And in a way, that does create this defensive barrier around you. But what kind of person is that like to live with, to be with? You, if you were like that to your friends, you would have no friends left. But you quite happily tolerate and accept it of yourself. You allow yourself to abuse yourself in such ways, and especially when it comes to getting things wrong, which is actually when you need the most love, when you need the most care, when you need that reassurance. Where are you for yourself? And rather than being that perfectionist that demands everything always go right, which is always going to fail, it's always going to end up wrong, because there's no way to live life, to experience, to play, to learn, to do all of these things and get it right. And if you end up living in a way that avoids ever getting it wrong or ever making a mistake, all you end up doing is not living, shutting yourself out from the whole of life, the whole of experience. So not only do you need to allow yourself to make these mistakes, allow yourself to venture into uncharted waters, to experiment and experience, but when you do make a mistake, when you aren't getting it right first time, or you are finding something difficult, you also need to be your biggest cheerleader, your biggest supporter. You need to be there for yourself and encourage yourself, just like 99% of people would for their friends or their family or their children. Just like you're there for them, you need to be there for you. Thank you for listening.